day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Early bird pricing has been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, AeroSeed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
Well, livestock futures turned swiftly lower today following early market support, which developed across the complex. The price pressure seen today is impacted by overall lack of volume in the market and is more based on position taking and slow trade activity than any technical or fundamental factors moving into the market. Early gains seen in live cattle futures quickly eroded once initial support worked through the complex. Nearby futures were steady to 99 cents per hundredweight lower, with pressure that developed across the complex and the most aggressive losses seen in February contracts. Little activity, though, was seen through the December contract as traders continued to roll into the February or April contract months. This move lower held through the rest of the session, which allowed for additional pressure to develop midweek. Strong triple-digit losses, though, developed through feeder cattle futures as buyers seen early in the market pushed prices higher, allowing the market to quickly erode due to the lack of trade interest. Front month January futures, though, posted a $1 per hundredweight loss during the late morning trade, with follow-through pressure seen in most other contracts. The strong uptick in the market over the last month has left plenty of room for market correction, making these losses not technically significant at this point. And soybean futures were at a one-month low near the end of the overnight session, as a resurgent dollar neared its recent 14-year high. Vegetable oil markets dropped in Asia, though, as rain arrived in Argentina to help out the crops there. Corn futures dropped about a penny lower, with March futures under the 20, 50-day, and 200-day moving averages. Soybeans, though, came in lower, reflecting the better weather conditions in Argentina's dry crop areas, the strong dollar, and lower vegetable oil markets in Asia. Wheat markets, though, were 1 to 2 cents lower amid the lower corn and soybeans and strong dollar. However, losses were limited as attention focused on the recent frigid weather across the plains. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.